At least 7 people have been killed and dozens more wounded in a series of attacks in the British capital, London.
It has now been confirmed, sadly, that 7 members of the public have died. In addition, as you know, we believe 3 suspects are dead. My current information is that 48 people have been injured. We were called at 10:08 p.m. last night, initially to reports that a vehicle had struck pedestrians on London Bridge. That vehicle continued to drive from London Bridge to Borough Market. The suspects then left the vehicle, and a number of people were stabbed. The suspects were shot dead by armed officers.
London Bridge has been evacuated and cordoned off after the attacks. Police say that the 3 assailants were wearing fake suicide vests. London's Metropolitan Police have declared the events at London Bridge and Borough Market as terrorist incidents. No group has so far claimed responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May has offered her condolences to the victims, saying that a fast-moving investigation is being conducted. We're also joined by filmmaker and political commentator Sukant Chandon, who's also with us from the British capital, to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Chandon, welcome to the program. The British Prime Minister Theresa May just spoke within the hour. She mentioned a few measures of how she believes that the terrorist ideology should be tackled both at home and abroad. And also, she spoke of the elections and stated that it will maintain its course. Walk us through what the Prime Minister said.
Well, if I could just zoom out the context just a little bit and go back to 2011, because these same type of violent, sectarian, depraved forces that have now conducted 3 attacks in 3 months in England are the very same similar forces. And in the case of the Manchester attacker, was Salman Abidi and his father. His father is a member of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, was made a terrorist organization in 2005 in the UK. In 2011, the British government is teaming up with it to overthrow and destroy the country of Libya. And then Salman Abidi, who was sent to Libya by the British government, comes back into it to conduct the Manchester attack. So this points directly to collusion. So it's very hypocritical and deceitful and manipulative of Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, just a few moments ago, to be somehow talking about she's some opponent of these violent political forces. No, she is not. She's an alliance with them, and she's using and abusing them very manipulatively to target the Muslim community, actually. And it's the Muslim community who are the first victims of terrorism globally, especially in our homelands. And many of these terrorist organizations are directly supported by leading Western regimes. Theresa May's speech today is a green light to racists to go for Muslims. It's a green light for the state to go for Muslims, and it's a green light for racists amongst the population to target Muslims. Her rhetoric of quote-unquote Islamic extremism and quote-unquote Islamist-inspired terrorism is just a very clear anti-Muslim, racist, Islamophobic rhetoric that is set to divert people's attention to the Tory government's own complicity in terrorism throughout the Muslim world and their own collusion with terrorist communities in this country. It's Muslim communities in this country, a vast majorities of Muslim communities who've been complaining to the police and the other bodies of the British state about these violent sectarian forces within our community, and the state does nothing about it. And that's very well documented in what happened before and after the Manchester attack. So people should focus on this. But what also is going on, if I may say so, and just to end on this, is that the state is being very clever in co-opting the issue of collusion in a similar parallel strategy that it did on the state institutional child sex abuse scandal, which is around the figure of Jimmy Savile. For decades, people were complaining about that, but it was hidden from the media. Then the media accepted it. The British government brought the issue into a dead-end strategy so no one could find justice. They're doing the same thing with collusion. They're allowing it into the British mainstream media, allowing people to talk about it, but all the time covering up their own relationship to this terrorism and this collusion, and they're ensuring that there is no avenues to pursue to actually get justice and exposure to what's going on. So it's incumbent on people to conduct that. Thank you, brother.
Filmmaker and political commentator Sukant Chandan joining us from London. Thank you for your comments, sir.